With Laura Fox.
Podcast.
Now joining me in studio is a woman whose star is rising really, really fast. And it all began with a bit of tinkering on social media that led to the brave move of just jacking in the corporate career to follow her goals to become a major comedian, writer and actor. Rachel Galvo, thank you so much for joining me in studio today. I believe you are here for a flying visit.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be here. I am here. I'm just back for the week because my director, Beth, she's directing The Shite Feminist with me. We're working on it together and she is based in Dublin. So I have flown back to do a few rehearsals with her.
And you're living in London?
I live in London, yeah. But you know what? I'm back here about once a month. So I'm not very good at being away from Ireland. I'm obsessed with Ireland.
Well, it's like everybody who's ever moved to London. It's just like, yeah, yeah, I live in London. It's like, I've seen you more now
than I've seen completely.
You before in my life. Look, let's like rewind it back a little bit. And I know that I said that your star is rising really, really fast. And I will come back to that again. But you went to a very posh school on the south side of Dublin. I'm not sure if anybody can tell by your accent. But you use that as a lot of material in your show.
I do. I mean, it's amazing. I think at the time I was thinking, oh my God, this is the hardest thing I've ever done. And in hindsight, the amount of hilarious material I have from that, like I wouldn't change it for the world. You know, 15 years in the same school.
What?
I know, 15 years in the same posh private school.
Is it a national into a secondary?
It's everything. Yeah. It's an institution.
My life.
Yeah, it's my life.
Come to The Shy Feminist, you'll find out all about it.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Well, you can't, it's sold out.
Oh, stunning. No room for anybody.
Well, you can come.
Okay, lovely. Yeah. I love this. Let's talk about The Shy Feminist. This is your new show. Like, how did you come up with this?
Okay,
the fact that it's so catchy.
Yeah, The Shy Feminist. I love the name so much. It's very uninspiring. I had to write it as part of my master's in acting school in London.
Okay.
We had to write a show to get a grade. I don't know if I ever would have written a show otherwise because I don't know if I would have believed in myself in order to write my own material. I've always performed in other people's shows. So we had to write that and it had to kind of be based on something, you know, inspiring. And I remember we were doing a lot of readings about feminism and I turned to my friend Alexis and I was thinking, oh my God, I think I'm an incredibly shy feminist. If I look back on all my years in private Catholic school, I don't think I've ever done anything, you know, incredibly inspiring or feminist. And then I just thought it was really kind of funny setting for a comedy show. And it started off as kind of a stand-up-y type show. But then I thought, you know, I have all these acting skills. I'd like to do some sort of scene work as well. So I kind of reenact a few scenes of when I was in school and in the confession box. And
Yeah.
I really cannot wait. Like, it's so much fun.
Okay. So let's take it back a couple of steps.
Okay.
Because we obviously talked about you going to acting school in London.
Yeah.
And then before that, like, were you working in a corporate job over in London as well?
So I finished school at 18 and I just didn't even think that acting could be a career, honestly. Just with the circle I was in and my bubble in South County Dublin, it was like, anyone who's trying acting, your head is in the clouds. Do you know what I mean? Like, how are you going to buy a house? Any of that. So I went and I studied global business in Trinity because that was...
Yeah,
for 4 years. Just because that kind of felt like what success looked like. You know, high points degree in a really good college and I wanted people to be proud of me. Now listen, there was no pressure coming from my parents. My mum was the opposite. She was kind of thinking, are you sure you don't want to go and be the next Meryl Streep? Like, I'd love to see you, Mamma Mia. And I was thinking, Mum, Dad, no, relax.
Sorry,
I need to get a degree.
Like, you know, everybody growing up as well, like myself included, they're very much like, oh my God, what are you going to do for cash? What are you going to do? And she's like, Meryl Streep.
No, my mum was like, you were born to be a star, Rachel. And I was like, no, Mum, I need a degree. So I went and did that. And then, of course, spent my whole time in the drama society and on stage. And then at the very last minute in fourth year, I went and I played Adelaide, the lead in Guys and Dolls in our musical. And I came off the stage and my mum once again just grabbed me. And she was like, you know, it would be such a sin if you didn't do this. You have to give it a shot. It was very last minute. There was one acting school left open, the auditions, because it was so late in the year.
Yeah.
And I applied and thank God I got it. And yeah. And really, really random turn of events. All my friends went into, you know, the big four accountancy firms and the investment banks. And I went off to London to crawl on the ground and pretend to be an animal in an acting studio for 12 months.
To be honest, Rachel, I haven't known you for a sum total of 4 minutes now. I just can't imagine you in like a bit of
finance.
Yeah. I'm looking for a girl in finance.
With the trust fund. Yeah. Catholic school. Blue eyes.
Oh my God. Okay. So this is, you know, it's all go. It's all buzz. Your mom's obviously been your biggest cheerleader the entire way through, which is amazing. So you finish acting school and then you're kind of thrown out into it.
Screwed. Yeah, I'm screwed. Yeah, I'm absolutely screwed. I'm in London. I have rent to pay. I have a big dream and zero work experience. Thank God I had my business degree though, because I just needed to kind of cop on. I needed to pay rent. I knew that in order to kind of stay in London and keep trying the acting thing, I would need to get a proper job.
Okay.
Just to, you know, pay rent. Like, mum and dad can't help me forever. Although some people would think that, I think. So I went and I got a sales job. And, you know, I'm sorry if anyone's listening that was at that job. It wasn't my biggest passion, you know. I only lasted 6 months, I think, because I was so lucky, because this all took off really fast because of social media and TikTok. So I was very blessed. If I'm on my deathbed and I can say I only ever spent 6 months at an office job, then I will be the happiest girl alive. Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't suit everybody. No. It clearly wasn't the life that was meant for you.
No, it wasn't.
So, okay. But this is still like very fresh in the, in the ether, as in like you've just left your job. You started posting on TikTok and like Instagram, and, which, you know, a lot of people do because it is now a complete outlet where you can actually get spotted and things like this can take off. And you
such
can,
a catalyst. 100%. Yeah,
you can make money off the back of it. So, The Shy Feminist came off the back of that. You did that in college, and now it has become your show. So tell us about this, because it's in the Academy.
I know.
That's
huge. It's in the West End, Laura.
Oh, sorry. I'm bringing it back here a little bit.
No, I'm joking. That sounded very aggressive. I meant to say, it's in the West End, Laura. Not there we go. Laura.
You need to work on your acting skills, Rachel.
It is sold out on Leicester Square Theatre. It's sold out in the Academy, sold out in the Sugar Club. We're going to Edinburgh Fringe with it. I went when I was in kind of the depths of despair in my corporate job. One of the people from my acting school decided to put on like a theatre festival, and everyone who wanted to perform a bit of original theatre could do so if they wanted to. And my friend Alexis recorded me doing a bit of mine. I posted it online, and then within 24 hours, the two biggest promotion companies contacted me. They said, I think we should do a show. We put that on Ticketmaster. It sold out like at 9 a.m. on the dot. And then we put another two. They sold out at 9 a.m. on the dot. And then Live Nation called me saying they want to do a West End show.
Oh my God.
I got into the Fringe. It all happened very, very quickly.
And now it's like, oh no, here we go.
Do I actually have to do this?
Yeah. It's all great when you talk about these things.
Yeah, in theory.
Yeah, this is all I've ever wanted to do. And then it happens and you're like, shit.
Yeah, no, I'm glad. No, I have done the show, like snippets of the show a few times because of acting school and festivals. But in terms of it, you know, people buying tickets just for me and just to see me. Yeah, it's a bit of pressure. But it's what I was born to do.
Yeah, look, your mom is in your ear the entire time. She's like, Rachel,
absolutely,
this is where we're ready to go. Okay, so, you know, we're talking here and it's all quite lighthearted and it's funny. But you have also talked about serious topics like your own problems with anxiety. Yeah. Like, is that very important for you to share those moments as well?
So important, because I'm the oldest in my family, so I didn't have an older sister. And as much as I joke about the private Catholic school thing, the all-girls school thing, it was the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. And it was incredibly lonely. And, you know, the pressure of being included in social things. And I had a lot of body image issues and social anxiety, which people probably wouldn't guess from my social media.
But also sometimes I think that the people who are on their phones in front of us creating content are the most socially anxious people.
Oh, absolutely. Because you care what people think, you know. And I just remember when I started TikTok thinking, I don't want to just be another person who is like, here's just the highlight reel of my life and here are all the perfect aspects. I would love to see content online that I would have needed to see when I was 15 years old and going through a really dark place and feeling like really lonely. And I had tears in my eyes driving up to school every day, or like, you know, I didn't know where the fuck to sit at the, like in the lunchroom. I was thinking, should I just go and eat in the bathroom, you know? And no one talks about that. And I think so many people go through that. I was actually invited, hilariously, back to that very school to speak on International Women's Day. And the amount of gorgeous messages I got from the girls after that about like girls who were saying, you know, you kind of articulated what I've been feeling for so many years. And that has been the most fulfilling aspect of all of this, is helping young women, 100%. You know, my show aside and the, you know, quote unquote fame aside and any money I get from it, like whatever, what keeps me smiling and what keeps me making the videos is, is those young girls and those amazing messages I get. I'm just happy to be helping, even if it's one person, you know.
And it is very hard because there's, if we think about it now, like summer holidays are just hitting for a lot of kids who are in sixth class going into first year and stuff. It can be very difficult going into secondary school and not finding, you know, your pack of people or new groove and what's going on. But to be able to see someone that you would deem quite successful and doing very well in life and go, no, I actually had a really crap time in school.
Yeah.
And I didn't enjoy it, but here's what I think could help you.
Yes.
That's amazing.
100%. Like, oh, thank
you. And truly is. Okay, your ambitions are going way past social media though, you know.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you're aiming for the stars at this point.
Yeah, 100%.
You want to go mainstream, you want to keep all this up, okay, but you've got a busy summer in front of you.
I do, yeah. I mean, I've invited acting agents to the show. My dream is really to, I'd love to write this into a TV show.
Stunning.
I would really, really love to have like a Dublin version of Derry Girls, Normal People, Fleabag style comedy show.
Okay. Lean then, into the South County Dublin.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I don't know how big the target market for that is. Like if the Kardashians will be watching that. But yeah, 100%. I'd love to act myself. I really want to be on the West End. That's why I went to acting school in the first place. I also want to be, yeah, I want to be a singer. And I want to present The Late Late. Yes.
Anything else?
How much time do we have?
No, but she got the booking list there. I mean, you may as well go for it. I'm slagging, but in fairness to you, you know, you may as well just shoot for the stars.
Oh yeah, like if anyone's listening, if anyone wants to make a band with me.
Finally, Rachel, tickets are sold out for this, boys.
Yes. I'm coming to Edinburgh though. So if anyone's going to the Edinburgh Fringe, if you check out my social medias, I will post when the tickets become available there. I'm also coming to Glasgow, if anyone's based in Glasgow, a bit of a random one, but yeah, and performing in a converted church.
I mean, yeah,
so if you
want to
see
circle.
Me burst into flames, buy a ticket.
Rachel, it has been so much fun having you in today, and the very best of luck with everything. Don't forget about us when you're doing string dates in Three Arena.
Absolutely, you know, clear, not.
Clearly,
don't forget
where
about me, Laura.
Where the trajectory is going. I'll be here.
Okay.
So if you want to see Rachel in action, you can check out Rachel Galvo Dublin on TikTok. Thank you so, so much. We'll be right back after these. 2FM.